Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 331. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 331. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. How foolish, Father, to believe your Son could cause himself to suffer. Could he make a plan for his damnation and be left without a certain way to his release? You love me, Father. You could never leave me desolate, to die within a world of pain and cruelty. How could I think that love has left itself? There is no will except the will of love. Fear is a dream and has no will that can conflict with yours. Conflict is sleep, and peace, awakening. Death is illusion, life, the eternal truth. There is no opposite to your will. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. Forgiveness shows us that God's will is one, and that we share it. Let us look upon the holy sights forgiveness shows today, that we may find the peace of God. Amen. There is no conflict, for my will is yours. As I read this lesson and start to contemplate it, I'm reminded of the Macy's Day Parade, where the word believe was written across the building, and it was in the background of a lot of the pictures on the TV. This lesson says there is no conflict, but it is this idea of believing that I have been taught that has been built up and supported, believing that conflict is real, imagining that conflict is real. This lesson says that conflict is not real, so it must be just imagination. Will I choose the imagination and believe in conflict? Or will I let go of the imagination and let go of believing in anything? I can instead just know what I know without imagination. And I know that there is no conflict, because when I investigate it, I find no conflict. I have no conflict with myself, and I have no conflict with the Creator. And when I sit and only allow myself to know instead of believe, in that space of only knowing, I can't find any conflict. And so the conflict that I feel when I am believing that conflict is real is what I need to heal. I can use the feeling of being in conflict with someone or something as a sign that I truly want to see it a different way, that I truly want to let go of the belief in conflict. I am here only to heal the mind. That is my only purpose. And so I want to truly let go of the belief in conflict, to heal the mind. While I sit in this place of no imagination, just knowing, I look at the line in this lesson that says, "There is no will except the will of love. There is no nature except the nature of love." And I sit and ask, how I know this? How do I know it to be true, that my true nature is love? And what I find is the example of what I am with my dog. With my dog, I am naturally loving, unconditional, non-contriving. There aren't any false beliefs of conflicts with my dog. My true nature shines through. That is what I am without the ego belief system. I am unconditional love. That's my true nature, the will of God. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to return only to a deep knowing and to recognize when I am simply believing. Help me become aware when I am believing in conflict, that there can be conflict. Help me undo that belief and return to a healed mind. I am so grateful that I know my Creator, and I know I was created, and that your love is my nature, surrounds me, because there is nothing but love, and there is no conflict. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with a willingness to only know the truth, with an urgent desire to let go of any imaginings. We quiet the mind of the imaginings by using the breath as a place to focus. And we move into grounding ourselves in our truth. We may want to ask Spirit, "Who am I?" and sit with that until grounded. And we then patiently, without expectation, ask Spirit to guide us to what we know. Thank you for joining with me in laying aside the false belief that conflict is possible. Remembering there is no conflict in love itself. Remembering we are the nature of love itself. Namaste.